This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, here to celebrate the day, celebrate all that needs to be celebrated. It's sort of sporting the good, the bad, and the ugly these days. I thought that we ought to spend a little bit of time, because Victoria loves it when I go off on Amazon, but they're everywhere. It's kind of like the older folks in the audience remember the Chicken Man series where the announcer said, he's everywhere. And these damn vans are all over the place. There are semis on the highway. You see them everywhere. You see the bigger trucks that are moving from one depot to another, the material that's there. Then you see these vans that are all over the neighborhoods, all around the country, all around the world, in fact, delivering the stuff that people buy. So there's becoming, I'm not the first one to glom onto this, but there's a thing about Amazon. I think people sometimes, although I'm not going to beat my chest, they're just so smart, but there's beginning to be a backlash at Amazon, although I've had the conversation on both sides, and I think I've relayed those conversations to you about what people think. Amazon's great, it's handy, it's cheaper, it's this, it's that, it's whatever it is. But apparently folks in Washington are getting their fill, and Wall Street has gotten their fill. The stock for Amazon has been quite volatile in the last couple of months, up and down and sideways. When you compare it to Alphabet and Microsoft and Apple, their stock has not performed anywhere near as well as the other. Do we consider Amazon to be a tech company? I don't know whether I...
That's a good question. That's a good question because it's part of the reason why it's kind of struggling with its own identity right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't, right. You know, it doesn't...
It's everywhere.
Yeah, like a lot of their e-commerce sales are up. They hit an all-time high in 2021, as we know, and we expected that, right? During the pandemic, everybody was ordering stuff from Amazon. But now that the world is kind of opening up, it's finding itself with a bit of an identity crisis. So it'll be interesting to see where the company is in, you know, 6 months, a year from now. I mean, they're closing on deals to make more movies. I mean, they're everywhere. They've got movie theaters.
Stores,
they've taken over bookstores.
That hasn't worked. Some of the things they've tried to do, but they have enough money, so it doesn't make much difference. They can try all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went into the car business. I wouldn't be surprised
if
they
are. They invested, Jeff Bezos invested early on in Rivian, so the electric trucks. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, when you look at the numbers, the billions of dollars, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that are here, you know, this is almost like a small country. It has that much influence, trillions of dollars. The split, there was a comparative in the Wall Street Journal. When I travel, it always is dangerous because I grab newspapers and magazines and read them. I don't do that much looking at this stuff online. I tend to be old-fashioned in that I like to have it in my hands.
You like that dirty fingerprint
look?
Yeah,
dirty ink. Yeah, I like that. I like that look. Because I had on a pair of khakis and the ink got on my khaki pants.
And you wonder, and then the last time I said, I don't want ink all over my clothes, you're like, that doesn't happen. Okay. Tell that to your khakis.
Okay. Well, anyway. So the amount of money that we're talking about here that is, just think about it. We take Amazon as one-fourth of this group, whatever you want to call it. Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Amazon. How much of the world economy? Now, it's great that they're all American companies. They're international in scope, but they all were founded here. And in a way, you know, you can, I take my shots at all of them from time to time, but the fact that they could exist, that they could start here in the minds of a couple of people and then grow as they have in just, you know, what, 30 years? How long has Apple, Microsoft, 40 years? How long has it been around when you get down to brass tacks? When in the 70s, right? When did Bill Gates get out of school, or when did those the twins get screwed by Zuckerberg?
Oh, that was Winklevoss. Later. Yeah, the Winklevoss twins. That was like mid to late 90s, right?
We had big Apple computers when I was like in first or second grade, and the smart kids got to go play on them. Yeah. But I mean, they were gigantic. So I don't. I mean, that had to be in the early to mid 80s, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I look at this.
Well, remember, because Apple was what it was all about, and then it went to then it was all about Microsoft, and then Apple made its resurgence again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember at that time, Amazon was just getting started, and it lost hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and people say, why would anyone put any money in that?
Yeah.
I think I went through a couple of weeks ago, if you put a dollar in to these companies, what it would be worth today, right?
You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of my best friends are three sisters that I went to high school with, the middle sister and then the whole they're my sisters. And all three of their weddings were paid for with their mother's Apple stock.
Stock.
Right. Nice. Yeah. They had it from early on and just kept it. And, whew, man.
I told you the person who had the most invested in Apple was Rush Limbaugh. He put money in from the very beginning, and never mind how much money he made as a radio person, but he made, a boatload being in that. Now, I saw something that I thought about you, Jennifer, because when I'm in California, I am a Costco member, and there's a Costco station in the corner of Washington and Lincoln in Venice. And I would go there to fill up because the price of gas there is a good 20, sometimes 25 cents cheaper than you can get it out on the street. And now, looking at the problems that we're having with a gas line, looking at the number of people, and I'm saying this lovingly, but for those of you who go to Costco or you go to the Kroger stores in certain part of the country, Sam's Club, BJ's, Albertsons, they all are selling gas, and they all make a lot of money selling gas. But the number of people and the lines and the amount of time that people are sitting in these lines and the amount of gas that they burn in the lines,
Some people feel like they have no choice. It's significantly different. I was talking to a couple of my friends and my coworkers this week who were saying that they've waited in line for 30 minutes to get gas.
Yeah,
and
right.
And they're like, well, I don't know. Is it going to make sense? You know,
what is the difference in the price? Like, what is the actual price difference?
Oh, wait, well, let me give you two numbers. Last week, the average price of a gallon of gasoline went up 57 cents. 1 week. The average price went up 5.7%.
If you're out in California, like where Jen at Costco,
well, it was 30.
How much are you saving per gallon?
30 cents, 30, 35 okay. cents a gallon.
I mean, that's significant. Okay.
Yeah. BJ's, is sometimes cheaper. The BJ's isn't everywhere though. I don't think. They're headquartered down the street here from me. They're all over the place around this neck of the woods, but I'm not sure that they're all around the country.
There
I don't
was
know
one
that.
Near me here in New Jersey, and then it was became there? A Costco. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the only one I ever knew of.
Sam's Club is Walmart, basically. And looking at the bottom line, how much does it contribute to their profits? Interestingly, because Costco says that 11% of their profit comes from selling gasoline. I found that amazing. 10% at Kroger. Let's see here. 9% at Walmart and 6% at Albertsons. I didn't even know Albertsons. Albertsons now has become the largest food chain, grocery store chain. They own pretty much every iconic brand on the West Coast, Jennifer. Anyway, Ralph's, Vaughn's.
Well, Kroger is Ralph's.
Kroger is Ralph's. That's right, too.
Yeah.
Kroger's
but Albertsons and Vaughn's and Safeway and all of those stores are all together.
Yeah. And Kroger is headquartered in Cincinnati. The family that runs Kroger's, the Circle K, also own Conchita Banana. What's it called?
Chiquita Banana.
Chiquita, that's it. Chiquita Banana. I remember when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati back in the 80s, I ran across a story. The name of the family that controlled it, I want to say it was Lerner or Lenger or something like that. I can't remember the name, but I remember seeing the guy. He and Pete Rose were great friends. They used to drive their Rolls Royces around together. And Lindner, that's what his name was, Lindner. While I was there, the family was accused of, the bananas are grown in what they call banana republics. And that's why they call them banana republics, because most of the economy is built around growing bananas. And Chiquita Banana and Dole control the supply. Chiquita in one country, Dole in another country. So they were going to unionize some of the workers in, I think it was Costa Rica. I don't remember. This is how many years ago? Almost 40 years ago. 30 years, 30-some-odd years ago. Anyway, so Lindner apparently sent some hitmen down to kill the three or four guys that were trying to unionize. And when I started talking about that on the air, I was told that if I didn't keep quiet, I'd lose my job because they were that powerful in Cincinnati. But that's the kind of, that's the ilk. When you have these huge companies, they get bigger and bigger. And if they're controlled by a single family or, a small group, it's like the Russians. If you don't like what the Russians are doing and you say something, they shoot you. And that's, we think that it's all always relegated to the Russians or Chinese or whatever it is. But there are a lot of people who have made huge fortunes, and they have, muscled their way into power or kept their power by being, shall we say, difficult. How's that? Is that a good way of putting it? And, down there, they're happy to have the money, and they buy off all the leaders so they can do what they want. So anyway, I thought about that when I saw the Kroger thing, because they control Kroger, that family as well. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the wonderful, bright, exciting sounds of the DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is managed. So don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting right now, you can find out by listening to the DJV program what is going on social media with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and the trending things that Jay is following, including a sighting of Adele. Well, maybe more than one or two or three or four. She's everywhere. It's kind of, she isn't in Las Vegas, though, right? Did that thing ever get straightened out?
Whatever. Not yet.
No, not yet. But she did say that it should be coming at some point this year.
Really?
So we shall see.
So they are going to do it, it would seem. Okay. So what's Adele up to when it comes to television? She's going to be in Las Vegas. So what else is she doing?
There's another concert special coming. So it's going to be kind of like the CBS special with Oprah that she did. This is called An Audience with Adele. It was previously aired back in November in the United Kingdom, so we're finally going to get it stateside.
Oh, okay.
And
so
it's happening on Sunday. Yes. So it's happening on Sunday, or it will air on Sunday. And then you can pick it up and stream it on Peacock the following day in case you miss it or forget to DVR it or whatever. And she does kind of like a question and answers round. There's some other celebrities in the audience that she actually will answer questions from. Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Dua Lipa, Idris Elba. Those were some of the celebrities that were there in attendance. And this will be kind of fun. It'll be cool. Adele's just awesome.
Well, she is. That's true. Is anybody getting as to sort of follow in step with that story, the number of shows, the regular shows that are on, that every time you turn around, they get replaced by some special? I'm a big fan of The Blacklist. They moved it around from Thursday to Friday. I don't know how you keep an audience, a loyal audience, to a show if you keep changing the time. And it doesn't make sense because Blacklist has been on for 10 years, been very successful. It's kind of like one of the Law and Order franchises. But they keep moving stuff around, so when you go to watch it, there's something else. Like, I wanted to watch a rehash of the Olympics like I wanted a wart on my butt. And yet, that was what was on last Friday night at the time when Blacklist was supposed to be on. And
I think it's definitely different with DVR access now. Back before, you could actually record everything, and you had to throw the VHS tape into the recorder to get anything that you wanted to not miss. If a sitcom or a show was moved to a different night, that could sometimes be the kiss of death.
But does everybody know that?
Now with the DVR.
Everyone uses DVR. Everyone. Yeah. Except you and my parents.
Half the time, people don't even know what night a show is actually on.
I couldn't even tell you. Yeah. I just have everything saved on my DVR.
Yeah, I'll have to learn.
You have DVR. You just need to.
I know. It's really easy, actually. Not too hard.
Thanks very much. Okay, Pete Davidson is going into space.
Next week.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Pete Davidson. Where is he going?
To space. Blue Origin's fourth flight happening next week out of Texas. And, this is
Did anyone else think it's weird that he's going up with a husband and wife duo? Like, that just feels dangerous. I don't know.
What do you mean? You think he's going to take a shot at the wife?
No, because I'm just saying, if you crash, then the couple, I hope they don't have kids. Like, then, that's what I'm saying. Like, most parents I know would not do anything together
like
that.
Yeah, like the president and the vice president.
Right. I thought that was odd.
Huh. Well, is this not the penis mobile, though, is it?
It is.
Or is it? Oh, it is. Okay.
He's bringing his BDE to the penis pocket.
Just tell me he wears the sweatpants, though.
What is he doing? What's that?
We'll tell you off the air.
Oh. One of those things, huh? All right, anyway. Score one for the ladies. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Wednesday peace talks were beginning to sound more realistic as a Ukrainian president, along with United States and United Kingdom officials, reported Russia's offensive was stalling, even as attacks on the capital were intensifying. Yesterday, Zelensky addressed the Canadian Parliament, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
A champion for democracy. And now, democracies around the world are lucky to have you as our champion.
President Zelensky will be addressing both houses of Congress today. The Senate passed a measure that would make daylight savings time permanent across the United States. If the legislation clears the House and is signed into law by President Biden, it means Americans will no longer have to change their clocks twice a year starting in 2023. While many cite Benjamin Franklin as the father of daylight savings time, that started from a joke when the founding father made a trip to France and complained the French were getting up well after sunrise. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S. chipmaker Intel plans to invest up to $88 billion across Europe as part of an ambitious expansion aimed at strengthening the global semiconductor industry. The company plans to set up chip production sites and development centers in Germany, Ireland, France, and Italy by 2027. Intel, the world's number two semiconductor maker, is also expanding in the United States with a $20 billion factory in Ohio. The Hunter Biden laptop, filled with incriminating evidence against the Biden family, was forfeited to a Delaware computer repairman after Hunter failed to pay for its repairs roughly 2 years ago. The evidence was turned over to the FBI, where it now sits. The computer repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, claims to Fox News he was forced to close his business and flee Delaware.
It's hard to remain scared for so long when then you replace that with frustration and then a drive and a motivation to fight. I wouldn't say I'm scared. I'm cautious, but I'm not scared. Initially, and then most recently, being labeled a Russian hacker, that pretty much set everybody off.
The International Space Station may be set for an ocean grave at the end of the decade, but there's still plenty of life left in her. The space station is preparing for more power upgrades as two NASA astronauts conducted their first spacewalk of the year on Tuesday. The spacewalk lasted for 6 hours and 54 minutes and is considered a success, kicking up the available electrical supply from 160 kilowatts to 215 kilowatts. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now. We continually transgress the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. The more things that we discuss here, the more things that we do, you wonder sometimes there are those who philosophically think that talk radio ought to be a discussion of a few issues. And leave it at that. I've never believed in that. I've always had 14, 15, 16 different things each day and sometimes more to talk about because I think, not to let you in on a programming secret, but maybe it isn't a secret, maybe it ought not to be a secret. I grew up in the era of rock and roll radio. I was a disc jockey from 1965 to 1974. And in that time, I learned how, and so did Limbaugh. Most of the people who have been around doing this now were becoming dinosaurs because there aren't that many of us left who came through the disc jockey period to become talk radio hosts. And so as a result of that, some of the art that we believe is a part of this craft is going up in smoke. There are a lot of people who just, they either don't remember it or they've been able to survive. You know, a lot of the podcast guys now who, like Shapiro, they are surviving because they do a good podcast, not because they do a good radio show. I'm not saying it's a bad radio show. I'm just saying that they don't get the tenets of the things that built people's comfort level by listening to the radio. And one of the things that, whether you think about it or not, as some of the older members of the audience, or even maybe younger members, when you think about how long a record is, normally it's 3 minutes. What's the average? 3 minutes and 30 seconds, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. The average Taylor Swift song is how long, ladies? Would you say it's 3.5 minutes? Somewhere
except
in that
vicinity?
Except
for the 10-minute one that surpassed the American Pie song.
Right. Maybe that wasn't maybe she's not the best one to come up with that. But you know what I'm saying. The average pop song today, average country song is 3.5 minutes long. So as we shape what goes on into a news talk frame, there is still that interest level among the audience for the length of a song. So if we go on longer than 3, 3.5, 4 minutes on one thing, then it becomes a tune-out factor with the audience. And that's always been, whether you realize it or not, I'm not giving anything away, or maybe I am, you'll find that very few things we talk about here last many of the conversations, or most of them, don't last more than 3 minutes, because I don't think people's interest, right? When it comes to Ukraine, it's a whole different game because there's so many subsets of the conversation. So we can talk about all kinds of things that are related, some directly, some indirectly, to what's going on in Ukraine. For example, as a subset to that, I find it fascinating to be looking and going back and forth sort of on the controversy of Russia and Ukraine with regard to the cosmonauts and the astronauts. Have you been following this? I think there's still two cosmonauts
up in the
space.
Yeah, they were threatening to leave our guy behind, right?
Yeah. You do just go back to Russia and leave one guy up there? I suppose that's, you know, we're not dependent on the Russians anymore. That shows you how silly this all is. You know, these guys all got along as friends. They have become some really great stories from these people. And so Kelly has changed that sort of. Is it Mark Kelly? Which one of the two Kelly brothers is that? I can never remember.
It's not Mark. Mark is Scott. I think it's Scott Kelly.
Okay. So Scott's the one that's taking. So did it start with the Russians taking shots at him, or him taking shots at the Russians who were up in the space station with him?
I believe he fired the first tweet.
Yeah.
I believe he started by showing support for Ukraine and condemning Russia, and then it just went from there into a war of words.
Yeah. And so where is it now? What happened? I would think those closed, there's a Russian section in the space station, there's an American section, there's a section for others who are from other countries. They all have their own little sort of like kitchenette, and they have their own bath, and they have their own, you know, bedrooms. That sort of thing. I just find it very interesting to see, you know, how this has affected almost everything in our lives. It's all...
I would be fine with that. Like, the New Yorker in me, I don't want to know my neighbors. So, like, even if I was in space, I'd be cool with just everybody in their own corner. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. The faces of war and what people are doing to get out. Almost every train, you know, Europe's got a great train system. It's much better than ours. Way more people take the train in Europe than they do here. And so they've sent most, like France, Germany, England even, the Spanish have sent their trains over to Ukraine to get people on the trains to get them out of there. And, you know, these are modern, very sleek trains, and you see them just piled up with people and bringing them back to who knows where. I was trying to see where some of them were headed out of Kiev. A lot of them have gone into Germany, some Poland, some Romania. Safer cities for sure. Where is the latest on Poland and what this nutbird Putin is threatening, isn't it? Well, there was something.
Well, the leaders of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic are all going to Kyiv today to meet with President Zelensky, which is pretty ballsy because
it's
the
brave.
Entire city is under siege.
Yeah.
So I don't even
is
know how
to solidarity or is it
in.
Planning? What is
well,
it?
Well, and if something happens to them, all three of those leaders are NATO leaders. So it is a brave move.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, the reason Poland kind of came into the conversation is that over this past weekend in Lviv, there was an attack on a military base that killed, I think, 35 and injured over 100. And that was only 10 miles away from the Poland border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's pretty interesting to see how, and not only are they using the rails to get people out, but they're using the rails to bring supplies in. And for some reason, maybe it's the leadership. The Russians haven't blown them all up. Usually in war, you see the rail lines cut as quickly as possible. That's what they, in World War II, that was the first thing the Nazis did, blow up all the rail lines to keep people from people
well, maybe,
and
maybe Putin,
supplies.
Look, the rail lines, when you see the videos, you know, this it puts Amtrak to shame when you see the condition of the trains and everything. It's so
right.
much better. But
yeah.
So maybe Putin's idea is he doesn't want to blow that up because he wants to use, when he takes over, and I put that in big air quotes, when he takes over Ukraine, he wants to have the rail system still intact. But I don't know.
I think it would be such a civilian target. I don't know. They're packed filled with people.
People.
And he's been going after them already, but that would be a really significant escalation, I think.
Yep.
The reason went after the military base was because he wanted to stop the equipment coming in, military equipment coming in.
Yeah. Didn't work, but nice try. The stifling of oil and gas production. This is something else that has been on my mind as I look at some of the people. There are two or three different angles on this. One of them has to do with the debate about whether we have offshore drilling, whether we use the pipeline. So I've divided it into two sections, and I wonder what you think, ladies. The first has to do with a pipeline, and when you realize it, and I don't know that I knew this before, but it's become painfully obvious that that pipeline, or at least the next version of it, there have been two or three of these pipelines that were all named the same. But the one that's in question doesn't help America. It ships oil from Canada down to the sea to be put into ships to be refined elsewhere. It's not destined for America. So I guess in the manner of speaking, I can understand how it is that some people say, well, why are we doing this? Because we're not benefiting from it. And that's a
but
good question.
You also can use more resources that you have at home that is going overseas to feed other foreign nations. So you can use the stuff that we're actually directing other places if you can direct the stuff from Keystone in other places. I mean, part of the problem is that Europe is buying all kinds of Russian oil because they don't have any other alternatives. Wouldn't it be brilliant if the United States was the place to go instead of Saudi Arabia or Iran?
You have no dispute for me in that department, but that's not what this is about. This Keystone pipeline that has been the latest source of controversy carries the oil from Canada to a port that brings the oil somewhere else to get processed.
It can be used anywhere, though. It can be used here in our country,
but it isn't
being used
in
Europe.
So it's not our job.
That pipeline isn't open yet.
Well,
Keystone's
let me finish my. I have two parts to my conversation. That's the first part. Second part is the concern that most Americans have we have climate concerns. I think most Americans, are on board with there's something going on and we ought to do as much as we can to stifle what's, creating the problem, the fumes, if you will. But what Joe Biden did when he came in, and I'm not trying to make this political, but when you go back to the last few months of Trump, it was like, what was the average price of gas? $2.20, $2.30, except in California. It was $3.90 or whatever it is. But then since then, the prices have gone up, and the banning of drilling, the Keystone thing does nothing for me now that I kind of put two and two together. But drilling, whether it's on public land or private land, drilling off the shore, safety being an important part of the discussion and an important part of how you handle it, make sure we don't have, there have been a lot of these companies that have done bad jobs building these platforms, and the BP thing down in the Gulf is an example of what happens when you don't do a good job and you're not watching it. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of oil. We have, and I need to dig this up. I saw a whole overview of how much oil. I'll do that maybe for later on today or tomorrow. But I think the fact that we are importing a lot of oil, this was before the Russians invaded Ukraine. The dollar a gallon gas more that we were spending, it had nothing to do with Ukraine. It had to do with the way things were being managed and not allowing people to drill in places where there's lots of oil to make us self-sufficient. Sure, there are environmental concerns. Absolutely there are. But if in a well-run country or a well-run business, you make sure that it's done properly. And you don't just say, no, we're not going to do it. You make sure that the people who are doing it are legitimate and they're doing it the right way. And so I look at the things, and please don't take this as political, even though it sounds like it is. The fact that OPEC has been bringing more oil into our country and the IRS or the government, there are proposals in the Senate and the House to punish oil companies because they're making so much money now.
Producing more, and they refuse to. This is a big problem. The U.S. oil companies and producers have got record.
So how do we find my
right
question?
Now.
Thank you for bringing it to a head. My question is, how do we come together and fix this so that we don't have these arguments and we're not paying $5 a gallon for a damn gallon of gasoline?
Remove the restrictions. The easiest thing would be to reverse the executive order that Biden signed. Reverse all of the restrictions on finding funding.
Can they do that?
Allow people to build, to drill.
Democrats to do that?
I don't know. We don't even need
the
problems. We don't even need new drilling. It is, but we don't even need new drilling. We already have plenty of infrastructure in place, but these oil companies refuse, and they are all sitting there. If you open up any financial newspaper and read it, they're just refusing.
The bottom line is,
from 2 years ago.
Boy, the oil was $57 a barrel in December of 2020, and it's now $100 a barrel, and you can figure out why that is
Who's making that profit?
At 48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Past the hour now, time for a visit with our friend Elizabeth M. That's how she signs. If you go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com, and you're lucky enough to connect with Elizabeth, who's one of the consultants there, helping people who are trying to figure out what the best way is to keep their weight loss program successful, Elizabeth is your lady. Remember that old college, was it a college or a high school cheer? Elizabeth, she's our man. If she can't do it, nobody can.
Well, it's actually appropriate today because I do sound like a man. So.
Yeah. That little sinus problem, that'll go away. That's one thing I guess Calitrin can't do for you. Do a lot of.
I wish it good. Did.
One of the things that's exciting this week about Calitrin, and probably for the next week or so, is that you have a lucky, what you call a lucky seven sale for St. Patrick's Day. It's St. Patrick's Day week. So how's this going to work?
That's right. Our St. Patrick's Day special right now is $7 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. So that means that with our proven 90-day supply, that's the one with the huge success rate that we're always talking about, right now that one is $21 off. Plus, you're also going to get 2 months free. So $21 off and 2 months free. Y'all, that's the steepest discount on this ever. You're getting basically buy three, get two free, and also saving $21. So it's a really fun sale. I think it's just going on through this week, so check it out. Our website has all the information, toploss.com. And on there, you can also check out the side benefits, how it's good for sleep, how it's good for joint pain, how it's good for natural energy, the science behind how it works for all of that. And then, of course, you're going to see everything else about the weight loss, too, the before and after images, You can see how it works for weight loss, how it's got a huge success rate, and how we've been doing this for over 20 years, too. There's also tons of reviews on there. I also recommend, you know, just going out into the internet world and researching it for yourself. If you go out there and you Google Calitrin, you'll see the Google reviews, you'll see the website reviews, you'll see the Facebook reviews. I mean, this product has been proven not only safe but effective for over 20 years. So there's a ton of reviews out there, too. I know a lot of people, you're skeptical of diet products. I get it. You've tried a lot of stuff out there. You've been burned, or maybe you just you lost the weight and then you gained it all back, or maybe it just didn't work for you at all, or maybe it made you feel sick or jittery. Calitrin is different than everything else out there. So check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is a great place to start, or like I said, you know, just going to Google and checking it out.
One of the things that is apparent to anybody that goes to toploss.com is that the days of failing to keep the weight off are over. If you understand the principle, the success rate, understand the evaluation that gets done here, the people who have gone in and do what Elizabeth is suggesting, that is, do the homework yourself. Do the due diligence yourself. Look at that. Is everybody going to rave? No, but there's still an 86%. What are the products you know? I don't know any product, no matter what it is, whether it's weight loss stuff or whether it's buying a car, going to the grocery store. I don't know 86% of the people that go in those directions that are consumers are happy with whatever it is that they're experiencing. So that's pretty phenomenal in and of itself. And maybe the secret, in part, Elizabeth, is it's so simple. Really? The simple formula here?
Yeah, right at bedtime, once a day. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. That's really the best way to take it if you can, is right at bedtime on an empty stomach. Now, like Doug said, we're not promising, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. This is not an overnight fix for weight loss. This is not a fad product. There's no drugs, no stimulants. It's completely safe. Even if you're on medications, it's really good for you. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics, maybe you're on cholesterol meds. This doesn't affect any of those. It doesn't affect sleeping meds. It's just a product that is good for you. So check it out, toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And again, like Doug said, that 90-day supply, that's where our huge 86% success rate is. And right now, that 90-day supply, $21 off. And 2 months free. So you're basically getting 5 months for a discounted price of 3 months.
Lots of weight loss pills, lots of weight loss programs, lots of weight loss experiences. It's just, it's all over the internet. So do yourself a favor and check it all out. Elizabeth, you'll hear and you'll see and you'll sense that she's telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And don't forget the Lucky 7 sale. For St. Patrick's Day week, go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, among other things, for free shipping. It's there for you to enjoy. You'll enjoy the work, enjoy the rewards of your work. Toploss.com, Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here on the DJV program.
Thank you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.